light shower action. Through the overnight, we're back in the 20s and 30s, clearing out. Tomorrow, sunny but very cold. Temperatures in the upper 30s with gusty breezes. A little bit better, low 40s with good sunshine for Thursday. Weather update around the clock to WTOP. I'm ABC7's Brian Vandegraaff.
At Reagan National right now, it's 37 degrees, 39 at Dulles. We're going up to near 50 today.
Coming up, is the government looking into how it could track us electronically just by simply having a cell phone? You could be tracked. We'll take a look at that at 6:50.
And now it's time for another amazing invention!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you about a miracle powder. It gets your whites whiter, it gets your colors brighter, it even makes your appliances last longer, and that's money in your pocket. But that's not all. This product also improves how your food tastes. And best of all, it's all natural and has exactly zero calories. Now, how much would you pay for such an amazing product? Don't answer yet, because this brilliant powder actually saves lives by preventing 88% of all winter driving accidents.
That's a lie!
Oh, it really takes the biscuit. In fact, it's so cracking. You'll find it in every modern hospital in the world and in your own body. Now, how much would you pay?
This amazing product? Salt. Guess it's true what they say. Everything's better with a little salt. To learn more, visit alittlesalt.org.
This hour of news is brought to you by Boeing. Enduring needs demand enduring capabilities. Boeing C4ISR capabilities, providing enduring awareness for customers today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Good morning, 6:51.
A researcher has been given nearly $600,000 to develop a system that could be used by the government to track people through their cell phones and mobile devices, even verify their location history. Joining us now to talk more about this story, John Solomon of the Washington Guardian. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, I mean, if we're talking about going after the bad guys and we're sure who the bad guys are, probably no problem here. But what about, you know, law-abiding people?
Yeah, when I was reporting this story out, I kept thinking of that old police song, every step you take, every move you make. It's pretty interesting technology that the government is trying to develop here. And what caught my eye is the possibility that the technology could be used to evade current court protections. Right now, if someone wants to get your cell phone records, they got to go to a judge or at least get a subpoena to go get those records. In this case, you could get around those by having two separate people ping your phone, and if they both agreed where you were, you might not need a judge to approve that sort of surveillance. And that really caught my eye when I was doing the story.
Well, are there legitimate law enforcement uses for this technology with proper controls?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, we're in this huge era of cyber attacks, and being able to figure out where someone's launching a cyber attack from, or to keep people, making sure they go through each checkpoint at a military base and not skip a location for security. There's lots of legitimate and good uses for this technology. The question is, will the courts and the monitoring systems and Congress keep up with the growth of capability here?
I'm not a lawyer, but don't we sort of have a right to be anonymous if we want in this society?
Certainly, that's what the Constitution would suggest. And I think here the question is, how do we balance that? And I think this technology, it's a little small grant, but I think it speaks volumes to how quickly our government is developing new capabilities, and are the laws going to keep up with all this technological development?
You mentioned the ability to verify location history through a mobile device. Explain how the military might use something like that.
Well, one of the important things, if you're going into a really secure base, you might have to go through multiple checkpoints. Let's say you're in Afghanistan. There's several places where you go through a checkpoint to make sure you don't have explosive illegal weapons, or you've entered a building that you're not allowed to enter. A system like this could ensure that you hit every checkpoint, that you didn't skip anything. So there's some real values to it in the right applications.
Yeah, more technology we get, the more we have to think through all of this and its implications. John, thanks. A fascinating story. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
John Solomon of the Washington Guardian.
It's 6:54.
For the last 20 years, I've trusted all my plumbing needs to Real Plumbers. Hi, it's Chris Kohr. I recommended Real Plumbers to friends long before they started letting me do their ads on the radio, so that's why it's so gratifying for me to get letters like this. Chris, let me tell you about my experience with Real Plumbers. My husband and I noticed we were running out of hot water before we could take even two showers. My husband figured the hot water tank was shot, so we called Real Plumbers. Kevin came out, and after a thorough diagnostic, he figured out it was just our thermostat to blame. drain. After he fixed it, he stuck around to test the temperature of the hot water out of all our faucets. No other plumber has ever done that. What a service. Thank you, Real Plumbers. Well, it's stories like this that make it so easy for me to recommend Real Plumbers. They're friendly, honest, and they know what they're doing. Call them and find out for yourself. 301-567-2001. Online at realplumbers.net. 301-567-2001. Not all businesses are run like Real Plumbers, but they should be.
Money News, sponsored by Baker Tilly, providing solutions for the complex challenges faced by government contractors. BakerTilly.com.
6:55, Tucker Eccles has our money news this Tuesday morning from the Washington Business Journal.
And Mike, we start with paychecks. President Obama wants to boost the minimum wage to $9 an hour nationwide, but he may have a tough time. Judging by the reaction, a similar effort is having in Maryland right now. The state's Chamber of Commerce and the National Federation of Independent Businesses have come out against an increase of Maryland's minimum wage to $10 an hour. They say that would have a negative impact on jobs by increasing employers' wage costs. Now, what's in a name? Well, for Best Buy, it's a promise. Best Buy has announced it will permanently match the lowest price that consumers can find on any product. LA Times reporting that pledge applies to items sold on the web or bricks and mortar retailers. Looks like we make some money at the opening bell this morning. Futures are pointing higher. The S&P contract is ahead by two. From the Washington Business Journal, I'm Tucker Eccles on WTOP.
It's 6:56.
Hey, Washingtonians, I'm Ty Pennington, and it's time for The Home Show.
Get inspired and get started at the Capital Home and Garden Show, February 22nd through 24th at the Dulles Expo Center. 3 days only to shop, compare, and save with hundreds of experts all under one roof. Stroll through the beautiful featured gardens, get colorful ideas, and learn how to make your garden grow. Meet Justin Cave of HDTV's Groundbreakers and Tim Carter of AskTheBuilder.com. February 22nd through 24th at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy tickets online and save $3 at CapitalHomeAndGardenShow.com.
Introducing a new breed of Jaguar, the 2013 XF and XJ with instinctive all-wheel drive. Lease the 2013 XF V6 AWD at $539 per month for 36 months with $4,235 due at signing. Visit dcjaguar.com or call 855-JAGUAR-USA for details.
At SAIC, we view our jobs as a calling, not just a career. Carrying on 40 years of leadership in supporting the intelligence community, we are seeking intelligence professionals with an active TSSCI clearance with polygraph to support national security customers. Openings include operations officers, desk and targeting officers, intel analysts, and reports officers. To learn more, visit us at SAIC-clearance.com. That's SAIC-clearance.com. SAIC is an equal opportunity employer.
Play the Price is Right from the Maryland Lottery. If you don't win scratching, enter your game ticket in the lottery's drawing for a trip to Vegas. Trip winners play the Las Vegas Game Show Experience where they can win cash prizes, including a top prize of $1 million. The Price is Right from the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play.
Good morning. It's 6:58.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
We're still seeing big delays on the top side of the Beltway from 95 around toward Georgia. The accident before Connecticut was moved to the right shoulder, so while it still may be causing a bit of a distraction, you will find your lanes open. Inner loop starting to get heavy through Annandale with the lanes open as well. Northbound 210 after Fort Washington Road. Watch for the broken down vehicle in the left lane. Northbound 395 still on the brakes from the Beltway towards Seminary. Also near 110 to get across the 14th Street Bridge. Mid-span on the 14th Street Bridge, the crash reported along the left side of the roadway. Also in Alexandria, east of 395, Edsel Road closed between Van Dorn Street and South Reynolds Street due to some water main work. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Cool start, but not nearly as cold. A little light precipitation will move in. Could be a little bit of wintry weather far north and west, west of 81. Otherwise, a little bit of light rain. Some spotty showers through the day, breezy and mild near 50. As we head through the overnight, 25 to 30 with some clearing. Tomorrow looks like another day with some cold air. 30s, but feeling like the 20s. Low 40s with sunshine on Thursday. Weather update on the clock on WTOP. I'm ABC 7's Brian Vandegraff.
Right now at Reagan National, it's 39 degrees. 39 at Dulles, going up to near 50.
This is WTOP News, traffic, weather, on air, online, mobile. WTOP FM Washington, WTOP FM Braddock Heights Frederick, WWWTFM Manassas Fredericksburg, worldwide on WTOP.com.
Good morning, I'm Mike Moss.
And I'm Bruce Allen. Coming up,
the clock is ticking on budget cuts that can hit the local economy hard. Zach Silverberg.
A local city that wants to put limits on eyes in the sky.
A 15-year-old is dead, and police say it's murder. I'm Michelle Bash.
Concerns that cool technology could be used to kill.
Drawing up new laws to protect kids from concussions. I'm Andrew Mollenbeck.
The Wizards are home tonight. They kick off the second half of the season against Toronto.
The Terps play Boston College.